This year, for the first time since 2011, King County opened its wait list for the Section 8 housing program. That's a federal rent subsidy for low-income families. They got more than 22,000 applications for just 2,500 spots. A lottery decides who makes it onto the wait list for a subsidy voucher, and a couple of months ago, Sara Muhammad won that lottery. But as Jeannie Yandel found out, that doesn't mean Sara found a place to live.
When Sara Muhammad first got the call telling her she'd won the lottery, she was so happy she cried. But it will take up to 3 years for Sara to get help through the Section 8 program.
Right now, I'm just staying with friends. I stay with my cousin, and he let me stay for the last few months. But he wanted me to move. He's been pushing me, and I have been asking him to let me stay longer because I don't have a lot of choices.
Sara's choices are limited in part because she has a baby girl, and she doesn't want her daughter to have to sleep in a shelter or on the street.
For the first time, I feel stressed with the baby. This very... a little bit scary because I've been looking for places for a long time, for the last 5 months. Still, I haven't found any place I can go. And so it's a really tough situation.
Sara's had the same job as a security guard for more than a decade. She makes about $12 an hour. The problem is rents have gone up and her wages haven't.
Back in the day, it was only me. I was surviving. But now since I have the baby, things are very different. I pay the babysitter on top of that, everything. It's just, there's no way I'm able to pay rent on my own. It's going to be hard even if I get a roommate.
And Sara can't get just anyone as a roommate. She has to think about her daughter.
I have to think about her every day, what she's eating, how's she doing when I'm not with her? I'm very stressed. So because of that, I am going to school, hopefully get a better job, and I pray every day. Every day I pray.
That's a lot to think about every day.
Yeah, it is. And I also believe things sometimes can get tough, so this is normal. This time is when I had the worst time when I was little, because I grew up in Africa, where people don't have anything, don't have food, don't have water. Right now, I have water. I have food, although I don't get food all the time. So it's definitely way better. At the same time, I see I'm still struggling.
It is just an impossible situation for families who are in low-wage jobs like Sara.
That's Kristen Winkle, head of the Section 8 program at the King County Housing Authority. She says Sara's situation is heartbreaking, but it's not unique. Tens of thousands of people applied to get on the Section 8 wait list, and those who made the cut may have to wait for years before they get assistance.
This is the way Section 8 programs, unfortunately, have to be run in the country, because we only have a set number of vouchers that are allocated to us from the federal government. And so we need to be very careful about allocating those vouchers. They're only available on turnover.
That means Section 8 vouchers are only available to people like Sara when other families graduate from the program and no longer need help paying their rent. But it's taking longer and longer for families in King County to get to that point as affordable housing gets harder to find.
We've been noticing with the changes in the rental market and the low vacancies that the length of stay is increasing.
And even when someone like Sara gets a Section 8 voucher, housing isn't guaranteed. That's because the vouchers can only subsidize rent up to a certain price, and about 10% of families fail to find housing within the price limit. Still, Sara is optimistic. Even though it hasn't solved all her problems, she says winning the lottery for Section 8 has given her a light at the end of the tunnel.
Life is life, and I think I'm just going through a process. And I'm going to continue. And eventually, I hope I'm going to be happy. I will be happy.
That's Sara Muhammad, who spoke with Jeannie Yandel. You can find more reporting on low-income housing and homelessness in King County at our website, kuow.org. Search for homeless.